fix anything with duct tape. My dad, windshield's falling out. I got it. Icebox is leaking. I got it. Honey, I got to go out of town for a week. There's a little panty tape for you. There you go. I'm going to hell, man. But I'm glad I got a boy. You got a daughter? Don't you have? One of each. Oh, wow. Cool. One for you, one for him. Yeah. Look at him. Oh, great. Yeah, great. Did you want a daughter? Did you really? Oh, man, I knew all my life I didn't want a daughter. If I had one, fine. But I was like, please, God, not a daughter. I knew all my life I never wanted anybody ever coming to my door. I'm here for your daughter. If you're taking out my daughter, you don't need your dick then, do you? I'm going to set it on top of the icebox. You ask for it when you drop her off. I'll duct tape it back on for you. So. My little boy is pretty cool, man. He listens to country music. He's not being punished. He likes it. Country's cool, man. I grew up in bands for bands. That's why I like country now. Country's music. I don't want to hear jazz. Jazz is not music. Jazz is just five guys playing a different song at the same time. And the shit they're playing today, rap. God, I hate rap. They just left the C off the front of that word. Somebody sing a fucking song, man. Rap has no talent. That's what I mean. Rap is just rhyme some words. Big fucking deal. I can rhyme words. Dr. Seuss could rhyme words. I was reading a book to my little boy, putting him to bed, and I was reading him his book. And I realized I was the baddest fucking rapper in the world, man. I will not eat it in a box. I will not eat it with a fox. I will not eat it on a train. I will not eat it on a plane. I will not eat it in a can. I will not eat green eggs and ham. I will not eat it, Sam. I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma, hence the Mr. Haney accent here. People always say, you sound like a guy from Green Acres. Well, there's a compliment, huh? Mr. Douglas? There's a voice that'll get you laid, huh? Just flew in from Anchorage, Alaska, came in on Delta Airlines. Delta sucks, man. Y'all work for them? Delta stands for doesn't ever leave the airport. We love to fly. Well, fucking do it! We're 3 hours on the ground in Anchorage in the plane. Can I get a drink? We might leave any minute. It's been 3 goddamn hours! We have rules. You have a fat ass. I just thought I ought to point that out to you. Man, what happened? Didn't stewardess used to have to be good looking? Man, I watched those old Dean Martin movies and Jerry Lewis. They were foxes, man. You flown lately? Some of those women have gotten so old, they got to use that cart like a walker to get down the aisle. Peanuts! Fade away to hit turbulence, they'll bust a hip, man. Peanuts! Oh, peanuts, that must be the light lunch I've got promised on my ticket. Hope I can eat all 6 of these. She kept bumping my elbow. Coming down the aisle, go, pow! Man, shouldn't the stewardess's butt be at least smaller than the aisle itself? That's not sexist, that's just good math. That is, man, that ought to be the job qualification. Can you walk down that aisle without your butt making a tight balloon noise? No, I gotta go work at Walmart, huh? She showed us how to use a seatbelt, thank God. Because I've never driven a car before. Help me, Miss Fat Ass, save my life. Oh, like that. Where's the parachute? That's what I want to know. Man, I'd just soon jump out of that sumbitch to write it down, strapped to a bomb. Oh, we're gonna crash? Oh, I feel safe. Oh, yeah, only thing that's gonna hurt me if that tray pops up and hits me in the head. Yeah. Oh, yes, ma'am, let me fix that chair. Don't wanna be comfortable when I die. Yeah. Thanks for waking me up. I wouldn't have wanted to sleep through death. Oh, I want to get the full impact when we hit that ground. Man, stewardess say the same shit over and over. If you fly more than one time, you know what they're going to say. You don't pay attention. They get all pissy. Put out what you're doing and look up here. Oh, bite me. Your oxygen mask will come down. Pull the cord. Your seat can be used as a flotation device. Yeah, so can yours. There's any trouble, I'm gonna jump you and go out that door. I'll have a raft and somebody to talk to. How you doing? Care for a peanut? I'm just mad because I had the middle seat, that's all. I hate the middle seat. Well, they don't even ask you if you want the middle seat. Take that fucker out. They don't ask you. They don't even give you a chance, man. Window or aisle. Weren't quick enough. Got trapped in that middle seat. Well, you can only sit there so... People on both sides look like you're not even there. They're taking off their coat. Man. Elbow. One of these elbow things is mine. Move it. You can't share. Because if you touch, that's icky. Especially if you touch the wrong person. Ooh. No, that wasn't a signal. Don't meet me in the bathroom when I get up. Man, I just sit next to this one old woman wanted to talk all the way here. Got one of those? You ever done that? They just talk and talk and talk, and I really don't give a shit, basically. She just, where you going? We're going to go see our grandkids. It's been 15 years since we've been to Atlanta. Where you going? We're going to go see our grandkids. Where you going? Where you going? Where are you going? I'm going back to Marietta. Finally turned myself in. She's pretty quiet for the rest of the flight. That's your elbow thing there. I had fun working it last. I had fun last night. We went to Cheetah 3. I'm going back. You been there, sir? Uh-huh. I'm surprised you admit to it. Most men don't admit to it. I don't know, honey. I heard about it. I wouldn't go there. I don't need to go there. I got you. Men go. We go. We just don't come home excited because we're not supposed to. Women go to those places. Y'all got one here in town. What is it? Lemon. See, look at them. They know. Lemon peel, goddammit, lemon peel. They know, because they go, look at her. See, they go, and they have a damn fucking good time. Here's a dollar, show me your dick. Woo! Woo! Ah, high five, girls. See, they go have a damn, we're not allowed to have a good time at a strip bar. We can't come home horny. That's out of the book, man. Don't touch me, goddammit. You've been looking at other women. Goddammit, don't you touch me. Yeah, but I'll be thinking about you the whole time. I will, I promise. I will. Guys don't give a shit, man. We know you'll get horny at those places. Guys will drive you there and drop you off. We want you to get horny, man. You come on, baby. All right, I'll meet you in the bedroom. Let's go. Here's some more ones if you don't go tomorrow night. Woo! I went to a totally, totally nude bar in Alaska called the Bush Company. You heard about it? Yes, ma'am. It's exactly what the title sounds like. He'll give me 25 of that one. I get 30. Give me 35. I'm 40. Give me 5. Totally fucking nude, man. Totally. I've never been anywhere in my life where I saw something go, can I please have a dollar bill? Oh, yeah, she was working that thing like a ventriloquist. Could I please have a dollar bill? Man, all right, you a check. Take plastic. Verify those. I was running up and down the strip there. One guy was so drunk, he put in a card, took out cash. God damn it, that's the best looking teller machine I've ever seen.